Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is Some Imperfections, the newest advice podcast from these group of people you're listening to right now. I am Dees Casillas, and I am with
You are.
Abby and Sierra.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hey, hey.
How are you guys?
Us or our audience?
Yeah, you two here
we're
in the
doing
building.
Great.
So good. So good.
Abby Buckenberger, Sierra Cosi. You guys were on our show, on my show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then
not very long ago,
and then we decided to do this show
because it was so much fun.
It was so much fun. It was a great experience. I love talking with you two, and it just seemed like a good idea to get more information out there of what you two do and helping people. And as we talked more and kind of the different things we all wanted to do, it seemed like it would be a great fit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Couldn't agree more.
So now we're here, and we're gonna answer your questions. We've got some today, some topics and questions people sent in. So if you are listening, definitely send in yours, and you can. We will have links to ways you can send in questions and topics anonymously, or you can message us on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff. Some.imperfections on Instagram and Some Imperfections on Facebook, and all that stuff.
All the places.
Hit us up. So, I will tell you two, because I don't think I told you when you were on my show. So, the way I start all my shows, Malam Keen, you guys will probably appreciate this, is actually a Mayan word that means good day or good sun.
I love that.
Yeah. So they don't have a word for day. It means more good sun, but in context it means like good day. Yeah.
I so love that. I say it all the time.
Yeah, Malam Keen. Malam Keen.
One more time.
Malam Keen.
I love it.
Malam Keen.
Yes. So that is a greeting I use when I start all my shows. So now you listeners know that it's going to be a good day, and that's just how we start things.
Good.
So I feel it's fitting for what we're doing here to help people.
I love it. Me too. It's so fitting.
So let's talk about you two real quick and what you guys do and how you came to be. So the listeners know, if they didn't listen to the episode of my show or don't necessarily know who you are yet, kind of what you do and how you came to be and how this came to be.
Yeah. My name's Abby. A couple years ago, I started a business called I Am. And also met Sierra, my now business partner. All three of us really just want to help people at the end of the day. And the brand I Am is all about doing just that, empowering people, helping them figure out who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's amazing that we all connected on this and can have a show where we answer some more kind of direct questions.
Yeah. We just all clicked. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Sierra, how you had a background in a couple different things before you got with IAM.
Yeah, I was a personal trainer at the time that I met Abby, which has only been now 2 years, which seems like a lifetime. in a very good way.
Moving so slow since knowing you.
What am I doing here? Can we cut this right now?
Let's not.
And then we met at a gym, and a mutual friend of ours, it's how we kind of met, and like I said, we clicked. And so most of my training sessions turned into us crying.
You work out that hard, huh?
I guess so. That and then they just emotionally just expelled
the mental workout.
Yes. And if I would have gotten paid $1 for every time somebody told me I should have been a counselor growing up, this was kind of like pure destiny, the way it evolved. So
funny how that works.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. So they are qualified. I am unqualified.
Not true at all.
No.
But I'm here for moral support and to make some jokes. It's funny, we were talking about before the show, we were talking about code words for other things. But I feel like we'll need like a code word when Deese needs to restrain himself. When you guys are like, okay.
We just got to cut him.
Yeah.
Cut the mic.
Yeah, reel it in, whatever.
Next time I'll pay attention to how he hooked it up and I'll learn how to unhook it.
Sierra's just going to be kicking the electrical outlet. Just like, make it stop. So I will try to stifle myself at times when necessary.
And you'll probably have to stop us too.
Who knows? No, you guys are going to be, you're going to be doling out the real advice with what you do. And just a reminder for everyone, again, if you're not familiar with them, go to iamalliance.me and you can find out more about what they do. You know, get a little more information and possibly be a part of it.
Yeah. Come say hi.
Yeah. Come be a Patreon.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Come support.
So, but yeah, I think it's going to be good. We just kind of had this idea to, like Sierra said, we all clicked and, you know, we all, as Abby said, we all wanted to make things better for people. So it kind of was like a good chemistry to get everyone together and be able to answer your questions and see what we can do to make things better for people.
Yeah.
So again, don't hesitate to send in your questions, topics, things you want to talk about. You can do it anonymously.
Mm-hmm,
so yeah, I mean, you're not, you know.
Yeah, we want to spread it to the masses. So
yeah, and odds are if you're struggling with something, a million other people are too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You may feel alone in this, but I promise you're not.
That's right. Yeah, that I was telling you guys before the show, I was talking to a friend of mine today who's going through some stuff. So mm-hmm. It was kind of an interesting kind of kismet build up to this mm-hmm. where, you know, I just kind of probably was more frank with him than I would be in the past because I've, you know, been attempting to be more open and mm-hmm. more about my forward with my heart instead of my mind and like mm-hmm. practical thinking and just kind of laid it out there for him. And it was, it's funny because he's like, I never would have thought of it that way. Or like, mm-hmm. I never, you know, we've been friends forever, but kind of this, I didn't, you know, we've never had that. We've just been like, guys, telling dick jokes and,
oh
you know, you know, like that's like, but just, no.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah. Sweep it under the rug like you always do.
Yeah. Okay. You know, talking about UFC. And,
none of that's bad. Right. None of that's bad, guys, but
just bring up the Seahawks game. All
yeah.
the time,
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sports stuff is cool. Right, man.
Well, we'll make sure to not go that direction, just so you all know.
Yeah. So,
but it's okay. It's okay if you love that shit.
Yeah. You just might not find that here.
Yeah. That's
as much.
Not as much. Probably not at all. but it was nice to talk. You know, it felt good to be able to be like, hey, this is, you know, just kind of lay it out there mm-hmm. how I've been feeling in my mm-hmm. personal shortcomings that I feel mm-hmm. I've, you know, as of recent and how I've attempted to overcome them. And it was very similar feelings for him. So he was able to, you know, hopefully.
Sounds like some good, sound, solid advice and conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what about you two? Let's do a little check-in, see how everyone around the table is this week. You know, you two have been very busy mm-hmm. with the launch of I Am mm-hmm. in a brick and mortar space and beyond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Busy.
Yeah. Getting used to that. I mean, I still think we're a little under, it feels like we're under all of it, but we're coming out of all of it.
Yeah.
You know, in a good way.
Yeah.
In a good way.
And as of recent, having to take a big old heaping spoonful of our own medicine.
Yes.
Because
humble pie.
Drowning in the busyness is not something we want to wear on our sleeve proudly. So it's forced some rest, which has been good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we basically, I guess, teach or preach the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. So when we found ourselves drowning in it, we realized, okay, let's sleep for a bit.
Yeah.
But it's been good. It's been great.
So good.
good momentum. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Isn't it funny how easy it is to get stuck in that, you know? And again, I said, it's funny. I said the same thing to my buddy when I talked to him today. I'm like, he's like, wow, you actually give good advice. I never would have imagined. And I go, I don't listen to my own advice a lot because I'm dumb. But
No.
But I can give good advice. You know, if I listened to it more, I'd probably be better off. it's funny how you always know, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know mm-hmm. what the right thing is, but you don't always have the ability or do it.
You gotta zoom out.
Definitely. And like your parents used to say, do as I say, not as I do.
All right. Well, so somebody's parents talked to them growing up. Okay. Jeez. Humble break, Sierra.
Shout out, Jim.
shout out to parents who care.
I don't know where I was really going with that, but that, yeah, the actionable things for yourself are much harder than when you, you know, present
yeah,
because
you're in
else.
It. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And well, it's hard to admit for ourselves, too.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, sometimes, too, something Abby and I were talking about the other day is that you kind of have to – you almost kind of have to push yourself to the point of nearly breaking sometimes mm-hmm. to actually figure out what you need mm-hmm. to not break or what you need yeah. to, like, what's the best way to, like, relax or what you need to reel back in is, you know, you have to really test your mettle kind of and mm-hmm. figure out what your limits are. That's how boundaries are – kind
you
of put
do.
On yourself.
Definitely. And being aware, just you saying that, being aware of knowing that. I mean, so many people don't see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like this invisible force field that we all live in. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we can keep taking everything and doing everything, but really we can't because it will break.
Yeah. Yeah. And when you break, I mean, it just falls. I mean, everything falls apart. You that's something I was really bad at for a long time is I was very, I constantly pushed and pushed and pushed, and I realized that I was doing a lot, but everything I was doing, I was worse at because mm-hmm. I was doing so much. You know, if I would have scaled back and taken rest and taken some time, you know, to mm-hmm. recoup mentally and physically on everything I did, I would have been more accomplished and better at.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
those breaking points can be our biggest teachers for
oh,
sure.
They sure can.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, the biggest blessings can be those moments, and it does mm-hmm. not feel like it at the time.
No, and it can bring that awareness.
Totally.
You could be completely blinded by all of the things until that happens, and then awareness yeah. happens.
Yeah, an awakening of like, oh, shit, mm-hmm. I should probably figure out some other things. Mm-hmm. This is not where I want to be, so.
Yeah, definitely.
How's it been the last couple of weeks with, you know, kind of opening up the shop to a physical location mm-hmm. and, you know, I know I've seen it and some of the exhaustion, but like, how does it feel, for you two?
Feels good.
It feels wonderful.
And every day feels like we're getting closer, like mm-hmm. our energy's being pointed in a direction, closer to our mission
mm-hmm.
because as we were opening, it was just kind of, I mean, that's all we could think about. And so now we have the space and the time and some resources to be able to, like, steer the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it brought a lot to the forefront and reminded us, too. I mean, mm-hmm. we created it for other people. We yeah. wanted it to be a place for people to grow and expand mm-hmm. and learn and be mm-hmm. guided. And I think, not that we lost anything of ourselves in that, but I think we really were reminded of who we were
mm-hmm.
in that process. So yeah. there's also some going back.
Yeah. To yeah. the roots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where I am started. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, some exciting things coming out in the near future. By the time this airs, we'll probably have launched it, but mm-hmm. retreats are coming back, y'all.
They are. So nice. Keep your eyes peeled because we've got some big ones planned
mm-hmm.
and that we want to create.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited about it.
Super, super excited.
Yeah.
What happens at a retreat?
All the good stuff.
All the juicy. I'm like drooling thinking about it.
Uh-huh. Sierra and I break down some of our modules from our coaching program. And really it's all about restoration and taking that rest and figuring out through it. Mm-hmm. what it is we really value and what we want to put energy into. So it's really about, like, not necessarily rediscovering anything new, but coming mm-hmm. back home. Like we just experienced with the shop, coming back home to what your values are.
Yeah. Our biggest purpose, mm-hmm. really.
Yes. It's super inspiring. And just connecting with other people and doing yoga, meditation, eating meals together. Like, it's amazing.
Lots of vibrational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awakening, healing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, on so many different levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds very important, especially now, given the circumstance of how separate and disconnected everyone is from people.
Definitely. I mean,
physically, obviously, due to COVID, but, you know, mentally, too, people, you know, we were kind of talking about this last night, how everything has become, mm-hmm. people are so separated for a million reasons. Mm-hmm. So trying to get people just back to this core of, like, mm-hmm. humans and being together, eating together, and just kind of.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and holding space for one another, that is so healing in itself.
It
like
is.
Removing yourself, kind of like zooming out from your own personal mm-hmm. situations and holding space for other people can be super healing.
Well, and we say all the time, when you heal yourself, you heal others around you. And so when you do it in a really intimate setting like a retreat, mm-hmm. It might even look a little interesting from the outside, but when you're in it,
mm-hmm.
it's really rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just to be with them, mm-hmm. with others through their stuff is so rewarding alongside everything else that we do.
Do you guys do no technology, no cell phones?
Well, it's kind of like an unwritten rule, I guess. Both times we've hosted them, nobody's really on them.
No.
Sure, you're probably busy and kind of fulfilled enough.
Yeah, we have like little break off work stuff and meditation and yoga, and so mm-hmm. they're not on their phones, or I don't think anyone's ever even brought their computers or mm-hmm. their laptops or anything like that.
That sounds nice.
It's so amazing.
I know. I want to go.
So amazing.
And the place that we have chosen for our earliest retreat is going to be gorgeous. So mm-hmm.
good. Yeah. Well, keep an eye out for that, everyone, and sign up and go and be a part of it. That'll be coming soon. Probably, you'll probably hear. I assume announcements around the time this is
probably
out.
Yeah, probably.
So
keep your January open.
Yes. Keep your January open.
Yes.
I am unemployed, so my animal.
All those New Year's resolutions just. Keep them.
Yeah.
I don't know.
On the mind.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Well, good. Well, that's exciting. There's lots going on, and I think, you know, everything seems to be moving in a good direction for everyone, and hopefully we can help make that work for more people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We want to.
Mm-hmm.
So
more than anything.
All right. Did you want to do your thing?
Yeah, guys, I do want to do my thing. Okay, so every this show will air bi-weekly.
Yes.
Yeah. I know that. And so every show we're going to do this little bit and just tell each other what we're sipping on. I mean that very literally. What have you been digging lately, drink wise?
Well, can I go?
Go, girl.
Yeah.
I just got into it today, actually, and back into it, and I miss it. And I'm not a big coffee drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying not to have coffee in my life at all, only very occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought back in Irish breakfast black tea.
Mm. Oh.
And I had 2 cups this morning, and I'm obsessed with it.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Are you trying not to do coffee or caffeine?
Coffee.
Okay.
Slowly coming out of caffeine completely, but it's just an easy transition because it doesn't feel this. It doesn't give you the same mm-hmm. effect.
The tea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it black tea? Green tea?
It's a black tea. And it's a mix. Mm. Yeah.
And it's Irish breakfast. Mm-hmm. Sounds tasty.
It's really good.
I do like a good tea.
Me mm-hmm. too. I'm such a tea drinker over coffee. Always have been.
I like tea a lot, but I gotta mainline the coffee to make my life complete. Otherwise I'm just not, you know, I'm basically one of those cliche bathroom wall hanging signs you find at Bed Bath and Beyond.
Totally.
Like, you
eat,
know,
sleep,
like,
and coffee.
Yeah. Have coffee every in the morning. Just, you know,
I, like, don't blame you, though. I mean, I love coffee. I love the taste of it. I like white coffee.
I love the
coffee,
experience of it. It's so warm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's,
and it's like fuller than tea. Mm-hmm. You know?
Mm-hmm. A little
I
more
love
robust.
Tea. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, before that, it was mud water. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's like a new popular thing.
Yeah,
it's
I need to try that.
It's got reishi powder in it, which is a mushroom powder. Mm-hmm. And mushrooms and I do not get along so great.
Oh, I love them.
I love mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. Four Sigmatic. I used to drink that coffee all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Bomb.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. I would do, well, I was doing ceremonial cacao every day.
Mm-hmm. That was so good.
I know, but I'm out. So that's why today it's black tea.
That's nice. Okay. And then you're going to no caffeine at all.
Yeah, oof. I will go back to cacao completely.
Okay.
Yep.
Man, that sounds, yeah, I couldn't do it.
I'll bring you some.
Okay, I'll try. I mean, okay. Not that I couldn't do that. I don't know if I could not do
caffeine ever.
Caffeine. Mm-hmm. I drink so much caffeine during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the only thing I think that keeps me alive. See, the only thing that keeps me moving is caffeine and spite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel
shut
like
up.
That's
all,
that's the only thing I have.
It makes me so anxious. And once I realized that it was the one thing that was triggering me, I slowly started cutting it out.
You're probably better for it. I did for a while years ago quit caffeine. And then I don't know why I went back to it. I cut it out for probably 2 years and then I went back to it.
I don't know.
Hey,
so it's all right.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
What you got?
What am I sipping on? I am sipping on the, besides coffee, the only thing I ever sip on is I drink a ton of soda water, but recently discovered a pineapple flavor that they sell in my Day Soleil coffee. It, you know, it's not to brag. It's Safeway's brand. That's right. I got Safeway money.
That's too expensive for my taste.
It's the closest grocery store to my house. This is the only reason I shop there. This is an apple I'm drinking now, but I do. They recently released a pineapple, which is.
I love pineapple.
And those ones are very good. They're not like they? You can. It tastes like green apple.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try those ones because
it's
not the essence of. Yeah, that's crazy.
It's really good.
Yeah, they've got all sorts of flavors. Apple's real good. Like, apple came out a while back. It's all about the grapefruit, pampamuse, if you want to be fancy.
That's what I was wondering what that was, actually. When I read it, I was like,
It's just pretentious grapefruit.
Well, when you shop at Safeway.
Yeah, you know. And then I went to the apple. Then I found pineapple. But I think I drink too much of it because they're always out.
Have you ever tried the limoncello?
No.
It is so good.
That one is good. I tried it with you.
Yeah, it's Tavis's favorite.
Yum.
Mm-hmm. It's so good. It tastes like limoncello, like a vanilla lemon.
Ooh, I like it. And it doesn't have anything in it.
Nope.
Just
like your essence.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't. Just like your essence,
just
hollow
like your
and empty, soulless, completely
no
vapid,
substance.
Zero everything.
Maybe we should reconsider our topic today.
What are you sipping on, Abby?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I just tried those apple things and they're good, but I have a hard time doing carbonation all the time.
Yeah. Me too.
I don't know. I've just never been a soda drinker, so it's always like, I just don't drink too much.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
But something I love, 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 love is yerba mate.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
I get down with the yerbs.
Yeah, those are so good.
So
all of them.
Good. All of them.
Some of them are way too sweet because there's like 36 grams of sugar one can. Oof.
Give it to me. Whatever.
They're big cans, though.
But
right?
I like to taste the tea.
Yeah.
Because that's like a bitter tea, and I love that feeling.
The plain ones, bomb. Blueberry, bomb.
Yeah, the one in the brown can, the plain, my fave. Amazon, I don't know how much I've spent on them just for that.
Yeah, they're good.
And they they're all caffeinated, right? They're caffeinated.
Oh yeah,
yes.
High
yeah.
octane caffeine.
And I wish that I knew more about them, but apparently it's like, what am I trying to say, Sierra?
Well, it's also the way that your body processes the caffeine. Mm-hmm. It's not the same
as it's coffee.
Yeah. Yep. So there is science behind that.
Mm-hmm.
The way coffee beans roasted affect your body, just like non-roasted, the white bean.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder
white
if
zombie.
It's because of like the acidity and the way they roast it inflames. So there's like some inflammation that would make your body absorb it differently.
Yeah, because it makes it more acidic. But with the tea, with yerba, mm-hmm. it's not like that. It's not acidic in your body.
Mm-hmm. I don't get... Coffee makes me super anxious also,
mm-hmm.
especially on an empty belly or just black coffee. If I add something, I'm usually good, or if I eat. But yerba mate doesn't do that. Mm-mm. So it does go straight through me. I have to pee like
oh yeah,
5,000 times after I drink one of those.
And then I try not to take my vitamins with them because then it's just like straight neon. You're like, oh, my body didn't absorb any of those vitamins. Good call, Sierra. Yeah.
I drink so much caffeine and soda water that I either that or I have a prostate problem or both.
So, I hope not.
It could be both. But the both of those intakes went up greatly when I quit drinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was kind of I didn't really drink soda water before. I didn't ever drink soda either, but like mm-hmm. when I quit drinking, I started drinking soda water, and it was a great replacement for mm-hmm. drinking for some reason.
Yeah.
So nice. Yeah, I figured it's, you know, a little soda water.
We'll work on your pH balance. It's okay.
Yeah. I read this article because I was wondering, I'm like, am I drinking too much soda water? Is mm-hmm. this bad for you? Mm-hmm. And I found this article. It's like from the New York Times, like, why soda water is going to murder you in your sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to die. And then it was like how it was bad for you. It's like, well, if you drink a million cans a day, your teeth may kind of sort of maybe be a little bit less
tender.
Of course,
I'm like, okay, so far not bad. Like, also, you might maybe feel bloated. I'm like, okay, this isn't that deadly so far.
Well,
and I'm like, it's expensive. I'm like, it's not that expensive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so this isn't that bad for you.
No.
It's just, yeah.
And I think that leads us
totally
into our first topic of the day quite beautifully.
Yeah.
Because your mindset can kill you so much faster than that carbonation.
Exactly.
100%.
So today on the show, we've got how to balance wanting to be healthy while also giving the middle finger to diet culture.
We get a lot of this.
Yeah.
A lot of people wanting to talk about this.
I love it. I mean, it breaks my heart that we do.
Well, your personal feed even, mm-hmm. you know, can contest to so much of this.
Totally. Totally. Because I was a victim of diet culture for mm-hmm. a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think Sierra said it best. Our mindset around the foods we eat is way more important than the actual makeup of the foods that we're consuming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's science to that too.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
This isn't just... Like, there's a real reality to that.
Yeah.
Like, what
yeah.
happens in your body. And
totally. I can attest just personally, a couple years,
mm-hmm.
maybe a year or so ago now, I was, like, so strict with mm-hmm. anything I would put in my body. Soda water, never. Caffeine, no way.
Yep.
Like, nothing. Sugar, oh, no. Like, there's
that would be
not...
Death.
Yeah.
That would be death.
I think I spent more time reading labels, like nutrition facts.
Oh my gosh.
Than I slept.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
So looking back now, I mean, at the time, I didn't think I was stressed out.
Yeah.
But looking back at the state I was living in, I mean, talk about coming to a breaking point. Like, I was constantly thinking about my next meal, or constantly thinking about.
Isn't that the worst?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, the amount of time
we put
into that.
Yeah.
And even while you're eating, you're thinking like, where am I going to be in 2 hours? Because I'm going to have to eat.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Where am I going to be eating at? And are they going to have the right kind of food?
Seriously. Oh, am I eating too much? Is it bad that I'm still hungry?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. The stress just keeps going.
Chronic stress. So I think it's important that we just reframe what health looks like to us. Mm-hmm. We're inundated with things saying it's what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
And how much we exercise, but it's a lot more than that. So
yeah, and I say too, like, the whole saying like knowledge is power, and I've always said perspective is of that knowledge. So it's not that what we know is what makes us powerful, but our perspective of it is so much more powerful than that.
I used to shame the shit out of people.
No kidding, me too.
Who would eat sugar or carbs or anything I deemed unhealthy. And we talked about this at one point, and I was like, ignorance is not bliss.
No.
Ignorance leaves you unhealthy and da 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 da. No.
Yeah.
Not true. At all.
How did you break that cycle, Abby?
It happened relatively quickly, luckily. I started following some pretty inspiring accounts on Instagram. Just some women who were way ahead of the game than where I was currently at in terms of like body positivity and healing and recovering from eating disorders. I mean, you would have asked me and I would look you dead in the eye and said, I do not have an issue.
Like, yeah.
I
living in denial in that is, I mean, that's
oh,
the
and pride.
Part.
I Total was pride. So proud of,
well, because you were the health friend. You were the one that everyone went to.
Exactly.
Because, yeah.
So inside, I'm like stressed. I'm at my breaking point. But on the outside, people are like celebrating me and asking me for advice and relying on me for like health and fitness advice. So it was a label I took on proudly. And to release that was kind of there was like a big grieving process. But I started following these accounts. I discovered the term orthorexia, and I had never heard of it before. And when I read it, it was like being compulsively obsessed with everything you put in your body and working out and just being like enthralled in this like health and fitness world. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, big flag, basically.
That's me.
Face.
Yeah, like I am in there, and I just started hearing these women's stories about doing the same shit I was doing, like tracking every single thing that went in your body, working out 2 to 3 times a day. When I met Sierra, I was like working out at 5 a.m., eating practically nothing all day, and then going and working out at CrossFit for another 2 hours. Mm-hmm. Like, not sustainable, not healthy. I was like withering away, literally. So
yeah, first it was recognizing that.
Yeah.
You knew you couldn't steer away from it.
No. Yeah. And there was definitely some grieving and denial. Mm-hmm. There's still like moments that I am working on healing and getting through. But ultimately, I think it just came down to like permission and taking those like small steps of reintegrating foods that I deemed like toxic or unhealthy. And once I figured out
like a potato. My gosh, I could eat a potato.
I couldn't eat a potato. An apple. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like started consuming these things again and realizing that I'm still here.
Yep.
Still kicking.
Still making it.
And
still
healthier.
Making it. Yeah. And I'm a little bit happier. So yes. It was a slow, it's like slow, but fast.
Yeah.
I think what helped a lot is I was really open about it while it was happening. Mm-hmm. And hearing like the support and feedback from other people of like, oh my gosh, I totally struggle with this too. It made me want to show up in a way different way.
Yeah.
For them. So yeah.
I think surrounding your people, like who you surrounded yourself with, changed so much of that.
Tori, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think about, because, you know, it's, when I see this quote, this kind of topic of how to balance wanting to be healthy while giving the middle finger to diet culture, I think, I mean, health looks a little different for everyone, mm-hmm, obviously. Exactly. But, you know, a big part of this to me, a big component is kind of the, you know, so many people are stuck in the societal pressures of what appearances, you know. I mean, God, you look at like Instagram or Snapchat, mm-hmm, all these filters, uh-huh, and like wanting to be in like this body dysmorphia. And what's this new term?
It's so real.
There's a new term of like, basically, these generation of people who, because of the reality of the filters they use, have this completely disassociated, like, perception of their own.
Mm-hmm. It's like body disassociation.
And it's like a weird, so I think it's a multifaceted thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, health and wellness Definitely. And diet, but also the societal pressures of what we have to deal with and what people are expected to look like or appear.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I think that's taken over the health and wellness industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And again, it comes back to perspective of what we think health is, you know, mm-hmm, and how we view, you know, just what health is. And there is so much pressure behind that. Mm-hmm. And again, surrounding yourself with people that can change that perspective for you or with you.
And that it doesn't look like any body type.
No.
And at all.
Yeah. And my background is body dysmorphia. And so I know that it's really hard to find those people that can understand that, because it's not something that's like a visual, you know, mm-hmm, like anorexia and bulimia, and not visual in the sense of, but like, I'm either eating or I'm not, or I'm going to the bathroom all the time. And I had friends that did, but I mean, they're all struggles. It's just, mm-hmm, a matter of being able to say, okay, I'm going to face this and surround myself with people that I know I can trust.
Yeah. I think a big thing I always kind of looked at was, I mean, you know, obviously moderation with anything is kind of fine, and mm-hmm, like kind of figuring out that balance, and also mm-hmm, not putting weird energy around a lot of foods or drinks, like, mm-hmm, the moment you make it kind of taboo or restricted, mm-hmm, it's an odd kind of,
it's harmful.
It kind of makes a weird energy. It's kind of like why, you know, in countries where, you know, like France or Italy, like Mediterranean countries where drinking is more accepted at a younger age, and kind of like, oh, we just have wine with dinner.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a glass of wine. Even young people have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Well, alcoholism and, you know, young and alcohol abuse is much lower rate, mm-hmm, for those people, because it's, mm-hmm, kind of not taboo.
Literally. Yeah. Restricting leads to binging.
It does.
Yeah. Say it every time.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So yeah, that can be very dangerous. I think it's just finding find what makes you happy and is your balance. It's not a one size fits all solution for, mm-hmm, everyone.
And it's so much deeper than that. I mean, really, Abby and I could probably talk about this forever. How, mm-hmm, the reasoning behind what it is that you might be doing or going through when it comes to food isn't necessarily the food.
No,
you know, it's coming from a trauma. It's coming from a, you know, relational, mm-hmm, thing, a parental thing,
wanting to have control or power over something. Diet's really easy thing to.
Yeah. And when your pride is stroked on social media, like, mm-hmm, who doesn't love that?
Yeah.
Of course, we can all admit to that. But like, yeah, it can be really unhealthy, obviously. Mm-hmm. So it's much deeper than that.
How do you think people, you know, the health part of, you know, putting together a responsible diet and workout plan or whatever that looks like for someone is a little more of an A to B for people. Mm-hmm. But like those intangibles again of like dealing with the societal part of it, how do you think someone should deal with something like that?
I think, can I go?
Yeah, please.
I think they should take a big break until they're wanting to.
Yes, a want,
yep. Especially in terms, I guess in terms of both, mm-hmm, what you're consuming and how you move your body. The minute it turns into let's hold there. Why? And you, if it's coming from a place of I want to be smaller, I feel safer in a smaller body, or I want to look a certain way, mm-hmm, odds are it's probably not very healthy. Mm-hmm. So I'm a big proponent of waiting until you actually are like craving movement for pleasure and for fun than punishing yourself. To achieve something. So, yeah, I would say wait.
I agree.
Wait.
I agree.
And eat when you're hungry.
Yeah. And yeah. Don't, I mean, I even remember, and this was like not very long ago, when I would say, oh, I need to go work out because of whatever it was that I ate or didn't eat, and told myself, oh, wait, I didn't bring my protein shake. Now I wasted my workout. Or, you know, it was just a cyclical cycle all the time. Yeah. And it's so true. I mean, Abby, you totally nailed the whole weight. Like, until it's something that you want that feeds your soul in just a different way of like, okay, I can go and do this and have fun doing booty yoga.
Yeah.
I don't have to go and squat 300 pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's weird how, you know, I mean, diet is literally an industry, you know, it's a profiting for profit. I think, you know, I don't even know how many years straight, but basically diet books dominate the top selling books every year, you know,
sadly.
And, it's really, again, not one size fits all. And it's really kind of different for everyone. So like, you don't need this strict diet. You can just find what kind of works for you when you when you want to move and what you want to eat.
Eat the foods
what
you
works.
Crave.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. And that's kind of one of the things actually interesting. Something, Sierra, you were talking about the other day was like eating for your blood type.
Yeah.
And I'm a big proponent of, I think your body knows when it's, if you're in
it
tune
does.
With your body, it knows when it's craving something. Like, you know, we're talking about restrictions in diet. Like, I don't eat a lot of sugar. I've never had a sweet tooth, which is helpful, but also like I kind of try to do like no sugar, no grains. I'm not strict with it, but, it just doesn't, it's not what I ate a lot of anyway. So it's fairly easy. But every now and then I'm like, oh, I think I need like, I can tell I'm like, I need some sugar. So I'll be like, I'll grab something that just has some sugar in it because my body is, for whatever reason, feels out of whack. And I'm like, that's like, I can hone in and be like, that's
and you know, and when we intuitively connect with our body that way, that's when we can really say, okay, I'm going to eat this because I know it makes me feel good, whether it makes the person sitting next to me feel good or not. And don't look at what I'm eating on my plate.
Don't like, okay, you guys never comment on what somebody's eating.
Never. You know what, it's just as hurtful to hear someone say you should eat a burger as much as it would be
100%
to
believe
hear you should eat a salad. So just don't say anything.
And if you have been battling diet culture, eating disorders, body dysmorphia, like, it's gonna take a very long time for you to become like connected to your body again, where you can listen to those cues.
So be patient.
Be patient and really feed nice yourself. You deserve to eat. I remember, you probably remember, it was months into this like recovery. And I remember talking to Sierra and I was like, Sierra, like I'm hungry again. Like I could feel, my body felt hungry for the first time in a very long time. And I was able to listen to it, and it was like such a big victory.
Like, beautiful.
My body started talking to me again because I wasn't forcing it to perform a certain way.
Well, and it was probably talking to you this whole time, but your mind
was
allowed you to listen.
Exactly.
It was like, okay, I hear you.
It's a
I'm
good
gonna
feeling.
Be nice to you.
Totally. And I'm still working on that. But it's so worth it. So be patient and eat, please.
But the E-Rite for your blood type, I still stand behind every client I ever had. I think I had two people out of over 100 plus, 50 plus, 150 plus people that did not work for them. And really it was, had everything to do with the things they'd eat behind closed doors. So honestly, I stand behind it wholeheartedly.
Sure. Well, I mean, it makes sense, you know, when you really start looking at genetic makeup and stuff like that, and, you know, start looking at even going back into, history of cultures and how certain people, mm-hmm. like types of ethnicities and races, totally. Deal with different foods better and need more of something or less of something, you know, can't process certain grains and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, it's not, that's not, was never in their diet. That's not natural to their, you know, their gut biomes.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah. I have another thing.
Yes.
Going along with the be patient thing, this is going to take a lot of time. A good step for me that's helped me a ton right out the gate was just having no rules. Like, take all of your rules out that's of good. The picture until you can begin to listen to your body again.
To create healthy boundaries instead of these rules and regulations. And boundaries, I mean by, like, what you had just said, like, proportions. Okay, yeah, I'm not going to eat a gallon of ice cream every night.
Because you, yeah, you're,
because you're not
your body
want
doesn't
to.
Want it anymore. Yeah, that was another crazy revelation. Yeah, I was a huge binger. And then as, like, I've healed, it's like, wait a minute, whoa, like, just as shocking as it was that I was hungry, it was like, oh my gosh, I'm full. And not only am I full, like, I'm satisfied. Like, I'm okay, which was never, ever, 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 ever a thing. It was always like, no, Abby, stop now. Restrict yourself for the whole week. And then it, like, every time without fail, I'd eat an entire whatever. Yeah, because I was hungry.
You were. Your poor
I was
body.
So hungry.
I remember we were sitting on my floor. I had just sold my house and we had no furniture.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're gorging on these pizzas, and she was just starving.
I'm pretty sure, I think ate all of mine, ate
the rest of mine,
the rest of your Santa's. Yeah.
But to kind of tie in all of that, the whole being patient, and Abby just said healing, like, I was healing, that the healing comes from those changes. So don't, I mean, I just want to stress, like, the anticipation of, like, the healing and making myself better, all those thoughts that start coming into your head aren't, it doesn't happen like that. It is the other way. Like, those moment by moment changes that you're making,
Is
the healing.
Oh my gosh,
it's not just the
I remember
actionable things.
Specifically the very first, like, step in this journey. Tori was at my apartment and she had a bag of, like, sour candies, and she was like, always would always offer them to me, bless her sweet heart, knowing I would say like, in the most judgmental, bitchy tone, no. And we just got done, I think, I'm pretty sure we were working on I Am stuff for, remember, we were on our floor. But she offered me some, and I was just like, sure okay. And I could see her face light up, but she didn't want to, like, make it too big to where I was like, never mind. And I had a couple, and I literally remember thinking to myself hours after, like I'm okay.
You're,
like,
still alive.
Nothing bad happened. Yeah. Little baby steps.
Baby
Food's
steps.
Food's okay.
It is.
Yeah. And those little treats are, like, a weird motivation too, to continue on the right path. Like, you can't just deprive yourself constantly.
No. Oh my God.
You know,
don't.
You
please.
Yeah, you get beaten down and not able to even, like, move forward in any positive way, because you're just, it's just not everything needs to be abuse in your life. You have to have
some
rewards.
Yeah, because then you're just bypassing all those things, like, when you do that. I mean, you don't want it to be a bypassing thing where you're like, okay, now I can, but I really haven't changed anything and I'm not healing from that. So I'm just going to say it's okay. Because, that's more.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, anything else on that? Do we want to keep going? You got more to say on that?
Or I feel like I could go forever
we
and ever.
We could keep going.
Well, you can keep going if you want to.
I think we hit a lot, but I do want to say diet culture is, like, all of this is not your fault. Like, anything you're going through with food and working out or shaming your own body, like, it isn't your fault. And we live, sadly, in a world that wants us to feel that way, that is very literally profiting off of us feeling that way.
Yeah
agenda.
Yeah. And your body is perfect.
It is just the way that it is right now in this very moment as you're listening, in all of the mess that you're in with whatever food, anything that you're in. Mm-hmm. It is perfect right now.
Amen,
before any choice,
sister.
You decide to choose to start changing because you want it, not because your parents want it or your boyfriend or your husband or your wife.
Or social media.
Yeah. And all the likes and not likes and food posts and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Oh, unfollow those accounts right now, please. If you're following any.
When you know what those triggers are, you know what those triggers are. And you are not going to hurt their feelings because they probably don't know who you are. Mm-hmm. Just go and unfollow them.
Yeah. Well, imagine like trying, you know. Look at it this way, like you are attempting to quote unquote better yourself by ostensibly harming yourself.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of what you're doing.
Exactly.
You know, and that's such a backwards way of accomplishing anything. You know, you can have goals, and if you feel like you want to lose a little weight here or build some muscle here, like I don't think anyone's saying that's bad, but don't you don't have to live and die by that.
No.
By a made up standard or something.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Exactly. If the majority of your time is spent thinking about your next meal and when you're going to work out next and how you hate your stomach, we got to change some things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you still have to be happy in life and still have to be, you know.
There's just so many other things to enjoy.
Right?
I mean, when you're that worried about a six-pack, it destroys you.
Sierra, yeah.
Destroys you.
The amount of time I have now is uncanny.
Oh, my gosh. How many hours I spent in, like prepping all of that food for the week. And I'm not saying if you do that right now that that's a bad thing. This isn't a bad thing. But looking at why you do it.
Exactly.
Because it comes back to, again, what got you there and how Abby said, like, you didn't, this is not your fault.
Mm-mm.
Whatever trauma or anything that happened to you, this is the one thing you're able to control. Like that is valid.
Yeah.
That's why food is probably one of the number one thing. Like it's the problem in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it is not your fault. And
well, it's easy. I say that loosely to control, and
exactly
easy to become really dogmatic.
You
about
feel
no
like
matter.
You can control it.
Yeah.
You feel like you can.
Yeah.
But you're not.
Well, I think too, once you, it's a never ending cycle. Cause like once say like abs, you want abs and say you obtain abs, you're not done. You're not happy.
No.
Goalpost just moves to something else.
Yeah.
Well, now I have to keep these abs. Well, now my triceps or like
starving.
Yeah, you know, you're just constantly
and
it's
you're doing
not
too
like
many sit-ups.
you're not just having a goal and then like, okay, hit this goal.
Now
I'm
happy.
Done. I'm happy.
No.
You think it's going to make you happy.
Then it's obliques, then it's traps, then it's triceps, then it's glutes,
right.
Then it's, I mean, it keeps going.
But I think it actually makes you more sad because you're constantly chasing something that's making you happy that you think will make you happy that will never make you happy instead of just like trying to find what really makes you happy. Like, not starving yourself, having some more free time because you're not working out two or three times a day and things like that. And just finding that balance of harmony in everything you do.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Totally. And your body's beautiful, but seriously, like what it carries is way more important.
Way
more important.
Yeah, those thoughts, that pretty little mind has so much in there.
Yeah.
It's being like caged.
Yeah. Yeah, and people are really good at putting themselves in that cage or proverbial cage,
totally,
and making themselves feel restricted by things that and the funny thing is like, so I mean, we've all known people where you're like you think they look great, but their perception of what and it's a lot of it is just personal perception and you know that happens for a myriad of reasons to people probably. But
well, and what a metaphor for what I am is removing these external labels. When we attach ourselves so strongly to our appearance and the way we look, it's hard to think about anything else. It's hard to think about the things that really matter, like your values and how you treat people and how you treat yourself because you're only worried about how you look. And so,
yeah,
Again. I think it just speaks a lot to what we are trying to do at IAM, which is remove some of those labels.
Yes.
And get you back in touch with who you are.
Yeah. That you're a spirit with a body, not a body.
Yeah.
Amen.
With a spirit.
That's a good way to put it. That's really profound. Yeah, I think a lot of people don't look at it that way.
Well, and it's easy not to look at it that way.
Mm-hmm. Especially with what we're surrounded with.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, with everything going on, people are so out of touch with themselves and disconnected from themselves and each other. And I mean, it's like this virtual version that is, you know, again, it's what you choose to present online, what you choose, you know, from words to pictures, how those pictures are edited and things like that, instead of just, you know, in person with people and finding that connection that matters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Genuine connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do we, we're coming up on an hour already.
Ooh,
You want to hit something else real quick before we, get out of here for the evening or day, depending on when you're listening to this? Morning, middle of night, magic of editing.
Sierra, you got anything?
Anything else? I'll go slow.
I think I just want to, I don't know. Wrapping that up, I guess.
Okay.
Like moving forward to be able to empower. What was that second one or third one? It was strategies for empowering yourself and moving forward, which doesn't necessarily have to be about this, but it kind of does or can wrap into it. We've already touched on a few things, but just really empowering yourself to know that you know that want, like when you know those intuitive feelings.
Yeah.
And to just stay connected to them. And one great way to stay connected to them is by writing them down. So in those feelings, when you anchor it outside of your body, because it can just twirl in your head all day, all night, and cause so many other problems that is a whole other hour conversation. But when you write them down, and you don't have to journal for like an hour, take 5 minutes every day when you're feeling whatever these feelings are making you feel. And you can kind of follow what those feelings do and how they change and who's in your life at that time.
Oh, yeah.
And
who... So much clarity in writing.
Yeah, it is. And when you anchor it out of your body, now it's not a part of you as much anymore. So the more you do that, you create this really beautiful habit of making sure that those things don't become a part of you.
Yeah. And there's space now to own the things that are you.
So all those things that you want and all those desires that you have that you're feeding yourself quite literally, thinking that that's how you're, that it's going to come to you. That space is now given to you physically in your body and in your mind for you to create room for the things that you really do desire.
Yeah. Cause otherwise your body will keep score.
It will. And it'll show it.
Yeah. Yeah. To piggyback on that idea, I would say take care, make time every day to take care of yourself. Because, you know, something kind of full circle to the start of this show, talking about, you know, how you get, you know, running your tank empty. And, you know, it's harder to provide for others or do for others or help others when you can't even, you're not even helping yourself. You're more efficient at doing all of that when you have your own tank, at least not empty. So take that time every day and do whatever it may take for you to, be what you need to be for the day and who you need to be for yourself and for other, the other people around you.
Yeah. The rest comes easy.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's something a lot of, we get lost in. It's very easy to, you know, everyone's so busy. You get up and you have to go and you have to, you know, I gotta, you know, again, I always bring it back to social media and stuff. Cause I think that's such a big factor in today's world, but like the pressures of that, and then I gotta work, or you probably have two jobs given today's economy.
Or more Paula.
Yeah. And you know, there's just so much to do and so many things, and then you know I can gotta binge watch this show and this and that, and then you just stay, people are really good at staying busy and occupied too, I think, as a distraction from themselves. So they don't have to get into themselves. And that is a big thing too. I'm a proponent for, it's like, get into yourself. Figure it out. It's gonna be scary sometimes, but like
worth it though.
Totally. It is. And that's one of the little changes that you can make to start creating that healing. Mm-hmm. So it's hard, but when you break that seal, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. And you're going to feel so good when you like hold that sacred space for yourself. Yeah. You deserve it. And it might be the first time you experience it ever.
And then celebrate that win. Write that down or tell a friend or DM us.
Celebrate
it. Come tell us, please. Mm-hmm.
Eat some ice cream.
Yeah.
Eat whatever you want.
Hell
celebrate with whatever you want to eat.
Yeah.
So, all right. Anything else today? Do we want to go race? How do you guys feeling? What do you?
I feel really good.
I feel so good.
Okay.
So good.
And I hope you guys are feeling good because you deserve to. And if any of these things we've been talking about have been bogging you down, I really hope you gain something from this.
Yeah. And if you have any questions about anything we talked about or want to know in depth, I mean, we went through kind of our first module quite literally in a lot of places in this conversation from our one-on-one coaching program. Mm-hmm. So yeah, DM us.
All right. How about this? What, before we get out of here, what is a goal you have on your mind between now and the next show? Something you guys are in personally. It doesn't have to be just whatever, anything.
I have one, and partially inspired by today's show. I am excited to get back into my own yoga practice.
Nice.
Yeah, I teach outside of this, which is great. It's so fulfilling. But I'm really excited to be a student and start taking classes for myself again. Yeah.
Well, I see why it's so hard, because you're like the best yoga instructor ever.
You're very nice.
She really is.
You're nice.
You really are. And I honestly, this might sound a little ridiculous, but it's been a long couple months and I've gone out of this. I've gotten out of this routine of my morning sun salutation, and I am not a yoga. I'm not a yogi. I'm not super great.
Everybody's a yogi.
I enjoy it. And Abby has helped me learn that I'm a yogi. But I miss my sun salutation. So in the morning, we'll get back to my cacao and my meditation.
Oh, look at our little rituals.
I need that back. I want that back.
Oh,
I get
we deserve that.
So now that our routine and rhythm is coming around,
settling a little.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
Get back into that.
That's good. I think a morning routine is important to kind of. It's one of the things I was telling my buddy earlier today is like, I do yoga and meditate. I try to every morning. Most mornings, every now and then I miss it, but I try to do it every day, very early in the morning, because I feel like it's a good, like, it's a setup for the day. You've already, you know, I get up, like I make my bed cosmically. That's a thing of like, okay, I got a bed. I confidently made my bed. It's like a little thing, but it's like cosmically it means something more. And then I drink my coffee, do my yoga and meditate. And then I feel like I'm prepared more for the day.
Good morning.
Because
of
those things.
Sounds good already.
So, yeah. I am striving. I've been writing more again.
Yay.
And I usually write in some form or fashion every day, but it's been minimal for probably, it's been minimal daily for years. Some days I write a lot. Some days it's very minimal. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to write more every day. And different types of things. I wrote some music the other day for the first time in a while. That was fun. I'm just trying to get back to all these. I've got ideas always written down and new ideas coming in. So I'm trying to get back to writing more. It is my first love. And
love it.
Me too.
So doing that again. And I think I was inspired. I went through and reread some. I used to do a weekly serial on my website where I would just do this. And I never even knew what I was going to write. I just sit down for that week to write the continuation of that. And I like didn't, and it just come out of my head.
Yeah.
I was rereading it and I'm like,
stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
I just forgot how much I loved it and the things I would write and the way it kind of expressed ideas in my head and how cathartic it was. So
I love writing. I want to read all the things.
Yeah. So that's my goal. And it's
awesome.
Yeah,
I love it.
Me too.
And I love that none of our goals were to get a six pack.
No. No.
You can't get two.
Shut the fuck up.
Let that be the lesson of this whole hour.
You can't get, that'll be the name of the episode. You can't get a six pack. All right. Yeah. Anything else before we get out of here?
Love you guys.
Yeah, we do. This was great.
All right.
So good.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the next one already.
Absolutely. So, guys, keep an eyes and ears out. You can go to some.imperfections on Instagram to follow us. Also, some imperfections on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you'll find links at Dees Comedy and IamAlliance.me also. All the places. So go follow them all, subscribe, and this will be every other Wednesday coming out. And shoot us your topics. We're gonna we'll have links and stuff so where you can submit anonymously and all that. And
just come say hi.
Yeah,
we want to meet
you
guys.
Come visit.
Or DM us and just say hi.
Or just DM.
Or come in. I'm not saying don't.
I saying took that wrong.
Connect with us, please. Yeah. We'd love that.
What have you said?
Scratch what I said.
All right. Well, speaking of abs, let's go eat.
Yeah. Alrighty.
All right. Well, this has been Some Imperfections. I've been Dees.
I'm Abby.
I'm Sierra.
All right. Thanks, everyone. And we'll see y'all next week.